From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, U.S. troops pushed further into Fallujah as insurgents launched more attacks elsewhere in the country. The governor of Mosul in the north has asked for help putting down insurgent violence there. Militants fought an hour-long gun battle today with guards at the headquarters of a Kurdish political party. In Baghdad, fighting broke out in a Sunni neighborhood between rebels and Iraqi government forces. But Fallujah is the focus of U.S. military commanders right now. They say they control 80% of the city, and troops continue to move south, fighting sometimes pitched battles with insurgents. 22 American and Iraqi troops have died so far. More than 150 have been wounded.
With us now is NPR's Anne Garrels, who is embedded with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, near Fallujah. Anne, we hear the reports of U.S. forces continuing to push south through the city. As they do so, do they actually control the neighborhoods that they've passed through?
No. It doesn't mean they've eliminated all the insurgents in the north. Marines came under heavy fire there today, taking several casualties, and the east-west highway that bisects Fallujah is not yet secure. Colonel Mike Ramos acknowledged the enemy is elusive. He says his mission is to eliminate what they need to fight with, access to weapons, food, and water. He says his men have found huge quantities of weapons, though it's impossible to know what percentage of the weapons in the city this accounts for. Ramos says he's trying to engage the insurgents as much as he can, as he puts it, get them to come out and play so his men can kill them. A couple of days ago, he commented it was the Marine Corps birthday, and his command center played the Marine Corps hymn. Apparently that enraged the insurgents, and to his delight, he drew fire and was able to respond with force, and now says he's going to play the hymn on a regular basis. But one other point, the military has been forced to detach an armored battalion from its cordon operation around Fallujah to help deal with violence elsewhere in Iraq, specifically in Mosul, 200 miles to the north. Now, that significantly cuts down on the forces that were put in place to catch insurgents attempting to flee, so this could be a problem.
Now, are there still many civilians in the city of Fallujah? And as the Marines go through, are they finding a lot of people who remained there despite the widely anticipated battle for the city?
They've found a few families shuttered in their house as they've done these house-to-house searches. And clearly these families are now in considerable need. They need food and water, and they're afraid to go out. We don't know about civilian casualties. There are no reliable figures on that. The Iraqi version of the Red Cross has not been allowed inside the city, and a U.S. civil affairs unit standing by have yet to go into the city to assess needs and repairs to infrastructure. There's no water or electricity there because it's still far too dangerous.
And I wonder if you could just give us a sense of what the Marines think they're up against here. Do they assume that Fallujah is full of sniper nests in its every sector, or is there some center of resistance which, when they get to it, there will be a more sustained battle?
They thought that they would meet tougher resistance, but on the other hand, they're finding it frustrating, and the enemy, you know, as I've said, elusive. They think they've cleared an area, and then suddenly they come under terrific fire and unexpected fire. It just keeps going on and on.
What do you hear about the performance of Iraqi forces that are taking part in this operation, fighting alongside U.S. forces?
It's a very mixed picture. The U.S. commanders are very definitely trying to put an Iraqi face on this. The performance, in some cases, battalions have remained intact. In other cases, there have been a lot of desertions. In some cases, they're well trained. In other cases, they're pretty inept.
Anne Garrels, thanks a lot for talking with us. Take care.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels, who is embedded with the Marines near Fallujah.